With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hi, away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3269. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. D-Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
Thank you. Hi, the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Clack, clack.
Drinking a jar.
All right, here we go. Man in Thailand arrested after stealing and having sex with over 100 pairs of flip-flops.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Chinese man has 10-inch chopsticks stuck in stomach after inserting through his buttocks. All the way up. Boy being followed by huge bear in Italy tells dad, this is so cool. Wedding photographer refuses to give deposit back after fiancé dies in a car crash because he is a tool. A Florida woman beats up boyfriend, then tells cops he likes his sex rough. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. The headline reads, woman attacked by bison at Yellowstone. And sure, she was injured by a bison, but she was not attacked as much as she discovered why you don't voluntarily approach wild animals and outweigh you. In other words, she's an idiot, the bison is a bison. But she interacted with the animal, and that was her goal. Now, personally, I've never touched a bison. Very own Mike Hawk says it feels like a giant pile of pubic hair. Different story for a different time. But I've also never had a turtle smash through my car windshield while I was driving. In fact, most people have not had that experience, but it happened to a woman in Georgia. Now, the working theory is that the flying turtle was launched airborne by another car. Either way, the turtle was left hanging half inside and half outside of the window. Now, to be fair, these types of encounters are rare at best. There's an Italian kid. He went hiking with his stepfather. The kid starts getting stalked by a bear. The bear even rises up a few times, takes on an offensive posture, and that's when the stepfather sprang into action, pulled out his cell phone, and recorded all of the video goodness for all to watch together. But look, you end up dealing with animals very unexpectedly a lot of times. Sometimes it's fully what you expect because it's your dog, it's your cat. But look, pets aren't left out of this scenario. We have the story of a woman who had a little pug. The pug ate her face off of her head. Stories about cicadas, locusts. Listen, it's animals today. This is what we want to know. Big, small, it can be insects, it can be pets. What is the one animal encounter, big or small, that you'll always remember?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3269.
Oh, yeah, we did it, bro.
Turn around, yeah. Good times. Guaranteed a future repeat today as we celebrate show number 3,269.
Said it again, bro.
I'm telling you right now, Ted, I know you're getting a little randy as the thing has been going on and
no,
on.
No, not.
And I just want you to know, I saw a little thing in Switzerland. Prostitution is legal.
This is actually interesting.
And
interesting.
Because of the coronavirus, there are now only two positions that are allowed if you were to get with a lady. And this would be a position that would avoid face-to-face contact.
That's right.
Is it maybe everybody's favorite?
Yeah, well, you know, one's with a cowboy and, you know, and the other is the...
DMX style and... the idea
is... Where's this? Switzerland?
Switzerland, yeah.
What are they... Is Swiss a language or do they speak German?
Are you trying to figure out how you can communicate with them already?
Damn.
Can I speak English?
Hello, is this Rosetta Stone?
I need to learn a language. Yo, I learned German in a weekend. Flights are really cheap.
Show number 3,269.
Oh, bro.
We're going to talk about animals. Coming up on the program. But first, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. And here are the grim numbers. There are at least 1,684,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. And at this point, 99,123 people have passed from the virus in the country. Now, that's according to Johns Hopkins University tally. They reported 3,260 new cases today, 210 new deaths. A second wave of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States could happen, but it is not inevitable. That from Dr. Anthony Fauci. U.S. can prevent another wave of COVID-19 as long as states reopen correctly. He said that this morning. Don't start leapfrogging over the recommendations of some of the guidelines, because that's really tempting fate and asking for trouble. Now, here at home, the number of cases confirmed statewide climbed to 20,181 in Washington and 1,078 deaths. 7,896 cases were reported in King County. So with that number, which is almost a third of all the numbers in the state of Washington, consider the fact that it's going to take a little bit of time for our area to reach stage two and possibly stage four. With that in mind, oh boy, is it Kittitus?
The county? It almost sounds dirty what I'm saying. Kittitas? Kittitas?
Kittitas.
Is it Kittitas?
Kittitas?
Kittitas. Kittitas County? Yes, that's it, right? It's got to be. Kittitas County?
I just feel like we're saying it wrong.
I know.
Why? How else would you say?
Kit.
Ah! No, he doesn't know.
He's off of come in here. Ruin this segment for it for a second. Here, come in here.
We need somebody from the state.
Yeah, you. Kittitas?
Kittimus?
Kittitas?
Everything sounds so dirty.
What is the name of this county? Please, I've never heard of it before. And this is the first time I ever had to read it on the air. Is that Kittitas?
Kittitas.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, much better.
Nailed it.
Kittitas.
Took me years to get Squim right. Thurston and Walla Walla counties, again, all open and are entering phase two of Washington's four-phase recovery plan that started today. Some other news. This is not good. Boeing is cutting more than 12,000 jobs through layoffs and buyouts as the coronavirus pandemic seizes the travel industry. I do hear that the 737 plant might be firing up again, but they say more cuts are coming. Boeing is going to lay off 6,770 U.S. employees this week, and another 5,520 workers are taking buyout offers to leave voluntarily in the coming week. And yes, those layoffs are expected to be concentrated in the Seattle area. A couple other notes, finally. All in WA, a coalition of public officials, nonprofits, and business leaders have announced a stacked virtual concert to raise money for relief work across the state. Lineup locally, it's a Seattle deal, includes Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews, Brandi Carlile, Macklemore, Sierra and Russell Wilson. Hopefully they won't sing together. Pete Carroll, Death Cab for Cutie's Ben Gibbard, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and comedian Joel McHale will all be involved. The Amazon-backed concert will be broadcast on Amazon Music's Twitch channel and locally on NBC affiliate King 5. So our good buddies down there, that'll be at 7 o'clock on June 10. And Ted, this one for you.
You're all in Wawballs, by the way. You can get those first 10,000 people.
Walt Disney World will reopen in Orlando, Florida in July after months of inactivity because of the pandemic. According to plans, a city task force approved today. Those proposals will now be sent to the governor, Ron DeSantis, for final approval. So I guess they're going to go with the model of some of the other parks that they have opened up around the world. I believe Shanghai opened up a couple weeks ago and another Disney park somewhere else. So there you go. As we continue to encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. All right, we're going to get on to the question today. What is the one animal encounter, big or small, that you will always remember? Now, we have been in Seattle now for a little over 15 years, probably closer to 16 years at this point. And one of the things that was most memorable about when we left the Baltimore area was the fact that probably 6 months to a year before we left, the cicadas were out like you have never seen. It was one of the most, it was a blanket of huge-ass bugs.
They're big bugs. They're harmless. They're completely harmless, but they are jet black, but they have these red beady eyes. They look like if the devil invented an insect, right, and you had to cast it in a movie. That's they're harmless, but to put it in perspective, and this is not an exaggeration, like just picture every tree in your neighborhood, the trees, not so much the houses, but the trees, cover them completely top to bottom in black insects.
Sure.
And then all of the ground between those trees, and then all of those insects are making noise at like 90 decibels for 24 hours a day for about 2 weeks, and then it just stops.
It's a white noise, but it's not. Like, it's above that level of, you know what I mean?
No,
it's a constant hum, right, but it's almost like a fan is always running no matter where you are.
Yeah, you get used to it, but
it's still weird. Fan. It says,
and they die, and there's so many of them, and they die quick, and you can step on them, and they crunch.
Their dogs eat them and get sick.
Oh, my God. Dogs, this is like
Frito-Lay Company. Just airdropped delicious, delicious winged snacks. I mean,
it's like all you can eat French fries for seagulls.
It really is.
Just, you've never seen anything like it in your life. And the thing is that because it is a crustacean, basically, as far as its shell is concerned, what you see is what you get when you go and you pick up your dog poop. You're like, golly, how many of these things did you eat?
I'm not making this up. I've never picked up dog poop. Now, it happens every 17 years in that part of the country, but you pick up your dog poop. And it doesn't matter what you say to your dog, they're going to eat 1,000 of them. I've never had eyeballs looking at me out of a turd, except for those 2 weeks that these things are out.
So this is not one thing that I'm going to miss that area.
And after, not at all.
And what seems to go pretty by pretty quickly as you get older, after 17 years underground.
I mean, those things Sorry, but those things are a plague.
Oh, yeah. Vast armies. They call them armies of cicadas. Alien-like whales are set to emerge in Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, the East Coast. Virginia Tech compares the noise caused by the insects to, quote, a field of out-of-tune car radios.
Yeah.
Noting that the cicadas will again be making their noisy presence felt. They are, this year, the alien-like whale of the insect world will be even more pronounced as millions of cicadas emerge after 17 years underground. And basically, they make as much noise as a motorcycle. Male cicadas use drum-like structures on their abdomen called timbals to create a loud, high-pitched buzz to attract the female companions. That's why they're out there.
That is.
That's the only reason they're out. It's because they're going to do their thing and then go back down in the ground for 17 years.
Now, you got to think about, this is the life cycle of cicada. And we only learned this because we had to deal with these things. Basically, you start your life underground for 17 years, and your life is only 17 years and 2 weeks. So for 17 years,
that is correct.
You dream of getting laid, right? You finally pop out of the earth, and there's millions of you everywhere, and you guys are all just screaming for ladies.
It's like Cheech Marin's thing, right? You know, that you showed me the other day.
We got red, we got yellow. If you're familiar with Dust Till Dawn, you'll understand. Basically, all the cicadas, it got red, yellow, dry, sloppy, horse, chicken. And all the ladies that turn on, they get busy.
And
for
then they
2 weeks, they are effing all around you, and that's all they're doing. And then they die, and it stops.
That's it.
And it's weird that it picks, like, little sections, right?
What do you mean?
So it's like county by county, almost in like Maryland. There's like different types that only show up.
And because
like
they've been in that ground, they're
right.
They're
you drive
original.
A couple hours away, nobody's seen them,
or they're different colors. They have different shapes, or whatever the deal
is.
It's
insanity.
But they suck no matter what.
You thought you had a dry streak, 17 years, but then, man, when it rains, it pours.
We got red. We got.
I mean, you're out there just hooking it up. And that's what that buzz
is. It's hedonism, basically.
The mating call and response, which sounds to some like the whining of electrical wires rising and falling, can reach over 90 decibels to give you an idea. And trust me.
And it never stops.
You're going to see this on social media because you know how social media is.
Oh, my God. Look at these bugs.
And you were talking about that, not that it was the biggest bug in the world, but the first time you ever spent a
Palmetto. Dude,
palmetto. Because I always want to say like pimento cheese.
Right.
With palmetto.
It's a flying roach. I just moved to New Orleans and I was unaware that they had the flying roaches that they call the palmetto bug. It is a flying
roach. They don't bite or anything like that, right?
I don't know what they do because when it comes to me and bugs, you don't get a lot of time to express to me whether you're friendly or not because I am going to be the aggressor, all right? And this thing, I move into this apartment. I have no furniture, but it's in this old building, man, and it was cool, but it had these 13-foot ceilings. No one had been there for a while. I mean, you kind of looked in the top corner, out of arm's length, what appeared to be a dead bug stuck to the wall is one of these palmetto bugs. Right? So I've been in my place for about 3 minutes. There's an old broom in the corner, so I just go to brush it down, right? And this thing starts falling, and then you hear, its wings come out, and it, like, rights itself in midair, and now it starts flying around. So my first reaction, of course, is, now, there's a bar located on the bottom floor of this apartment building. So I went to the bar for, like, 2 hours, right? So I'm explaining to the bartender, look, man, I just moved here. There's a goddamn monster in my apartment. He's like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what it is. But I explained it to him. And he goes, oh, man, no, that ain't a flying roach, bro. That's a palmetto bug. So, brother, you can call it anything you want. Flying roach is a flying roach. Now, I finally get back into my apartment. I don't see it again. And I'm uneasy about this because, again, there's no furniture for it to hide behind. And it can't open a door. So I know it's in there somewhere, but I can't see it. Whatever. About 2 weeks goes by. I've kind of forgotten that this whole thing happened. Now I've got a job. I'm running late for work. I get out of bed. I hop in the shower. And I hate this moment. Man, I hated this moment. I'm in the shower. And when I close the shower curtain, it was on the inside of the shower curtain, but it had been like in the fold. So now I'm butt naked. But like in my mind, I'm trapped in the shower because I don't want to deal with this thing. All right. And I mean, I'm in there for a good, and I'm not soaping up or anything. Like my eyes are just on this big ass bug, man.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know if they bite or not. My brain will not accept what I'm seeing.
People don't like bugs.
I'm one of those people.
I truly believe there are three bugs that people like in the world, and that's it.
Ladybug, butterfly.
Ooh, I never thought about the ladybug. You're
lightning
right.
Bug.
Okay.
Lightning
well, bug. Yeah, but you have to be. Yeah, you're right. That's,
all right,
that's
lightning
another
bugs,
good one.
Ladybugs.
All right, here was my theory.
All right.
What's the bug that people get excited about the most and
crabs.
With no fear? Well, I mean, like an actual insect.
Ants?
The praying mantis.
So I think the praying mantis, because people are like, oh, look, a praying mantis.
No, there's a difference. There's a difference. The praying mantis is like saying, hey, do you like great white sharks? I'll tell you, I find them fascinating. And then you say, do you want to interact with it? My answer is no.
All praying mantises are fine. They don't bother you.
I told my one experience with the praying mantis, that's when I saw my cousin go into shock. I told you this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so my view of a praying mantis
is a little bit different. They cause a great amount of stress.
Your
cousin was having a
But this palmetto bug or whatever it was, man, I don't know what to do. So finally, like, I got to go to work. And you know, it's not like I feel like the most manly man to be like, I ran late because there's a big roach. So basically just gang tackled the entire, like, took the shower curtain down, everything, wrapped it all up. Pulled the shower curtain off the rod, threw the shower curtain away. It's ridiculous. I absolutely overstated my position, but in that position, I didn't know what else to do. I don't even have a shoe. You know what I mean? Like, I'm naked, man. There's no shoe.
Right, right.
I'm not going to hit it with a bar of soap, for God's sake. So all I can think is bum rush the shower curtain. And I know how stupid that is, but you take the whole goddamn thing down, but I cannot express to you how freaked out I was just being in the shower with the same crawl. And it's like the size of this mic thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
and
big.
It's just looking
they're big.
I'm not okay with that.
The other bug people like, I think, are butterflies. Depends on how the caterpillar looks initially. If it's a fuzzy wuzzy one, people don't mind those.
No, it depends. The caterpillar's one thing. Butterflies.
People like butterflies.
They don't do anything.
I know that, but they're
and
not.
They fly like,
it's,
like
the, it's an insect, like where you don't go like, you always go, oh, look, a butterfly.
Okay.
Now, if it's a moth, you go like, ah, dirty moth.
But there's a difference.
But, you know what I mean?
They don't say the butterflies eat your clothes. They say the moths eat your clothes. And the moths take the time to look ugly.
Yeah, I don't know. Moths are ugly. I mean, moths are ugly. They are ugly, but you know them dirty though.
And
you know when you see someone's kid and you go, God damn, it's gonna be an ugly kid.
Yeah,
that's the moth.
It is.
That's the moth of the butterfly.
How do you know what kind? So when you see a caterpillar, can you identify which ones become butterflies or which ones
moths? They dust
everything. They try hard enough. They all do.
They dust everything with dirty moth dust. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the
nasty ass. But butterflies.
Turn the light out.
Yeah, exactly.
Get tracked in moths.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, they're right. Maybe it's conditioned to being a parent now. But like, hey, who left the goddamn light on? Look at all those moths in the
especially
house.
That outdoor light.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, you think you know where you live. You think you know, I have a pretty good idea of the insect life around you, what could possibly fly in you, whatever. We used to have a bug zapper on the back of my pouch.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about this.
It has a tray on the bottom of it, and this was pretty common on the East Coast because there's so many mosquitoes. You want to sit outside. Most people didn't have a screened-in porch or whatever. The deal is, solution is a bug zapper. Somebody would get some extension cord, they'd hang it up, and all night long this thing would go off, and it was right below.
Yeah, what are the sounds of summer?
It was right below my window, man. And one night, man, I heard like pop. And one of the pole lights had blown out of the three or four that were stuck
what,
in the
get
middle
a bat
of the cylinder.
Or something?
That's exactly what it is.
I was joking.
It's exactly what was in there. Because I went down the next day. I mean, he was just all laid out. I'm like, damn, dude. Like, he's pretty good size. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Think about it.
But they're not.
Because they eat bugs, and this bat's going, oh, my God.
That's exactly right.
Here's this great concentration
bats,
of food.
Bats feed on bugs around street lights and everything right. else. So here's this light with all these bugs buzzing around it. This bat comes in like dinner. And I'm like, and I remember sitting up in bed going like, huh. Because I'd always go down and check.
Yeah, that ain't right.
No, I'd always go down and check the tray because you could, like, again, you'd look in there and go like, I've never seen that insect in my life. I didn't even realize that lived here. What the hell is that thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and all that stuff. And now I got a bat laying in there. You know what I mean? Like, just like. God damn, man.
Well, you know it works.
Yeah. What is the one animal encounter, big or small, that you will always remember? 844-999-OLA.
I do remember we had a big bug light at, it was Chi-Chi's. And as a dishwasher, other than washing dishes, whatever the worst job is, you do, right? Spraying out trash cans, blah, blah, blah. But they had me change out the bug light zapper thing. I don't think it had ever been changed. Dude, I mean, I cannot believe there was a bug left on the East Coast when I pulled this tray.
You could do a science fair project with one
God.
Of those trays. And just try to identify.
I mean, yeah, my neighbor across the street had one, but we didn't. But I remember, like, it was so exciting. And that thing was getting zapped all the time.
Oh, yeah, you're like, ah, yeah, because all you wanted was just not another mosquito bite.
Right.
Yeah, my house was just like, put out another citronella candle. Put on your skin so soft.
Yeah, because those fumes can't be killing anybody, right? Like, that smells like you're burning straight gasoline, doesn't it? A citronella candle.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like
citronella. It's like something,
like
smell,
it's like
really?
Something the Dow came up with. You know, it's like, yeah, gas them out.
What is the one animal encounter, big or small, that you will always remember? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What is the one animal encounter, big or small, that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
We got a couple of comments here. I'm starting to not feel so bad about my palmetto bug / flying roach story. Embarrassing as it is, but someone says, Thrill, I have a similar shower story, only worse. I lost sight of a giant spider in my shower, figured it had crawled away from the water, but when I went to towel off my hair, I felt something fall from the towel and start to crawl across my face until I brushed it off. The big-ass spider fell off my face and into the tub. That was 5 years ago. I still check every towel front and back before drying with it.
Oh, yeah.
Then here's one that to me is just unsettling. It says, I lived in New Mexico for 5 years. They have all kinds of crazy vermin, tarantulas, scorpions, centipedes. But the worst is something called a tarantula wasp. It's about the size of a hummingbird, and they sound about the same, but they don't fly as fast. Now, their purpose is to sting / paralyze tarantulas and then lay eggs into their backs. The eggs are incubated by the tarantulas until hatching. The tarantula does not survive this encounter, and then they end it with terrifying.
Have you ever seen a video of that? They're almost like the spitting Japanese hornets. They're that big. Like, they're so heavy, their backside droops.
Right. I mean, they're huge. I know that problem.
What is one animal encounter, big or small, that you will always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, how's it going? So, animal encounter I will never forget. I was about 9 years old, and I was fishing in Alaska with my grandfather and a pretty popular river, the Russian River, and people get about shoulder to shoulder there. And we were fishing. I was 9 years old, and I caught my first fish, and I was all excited, and I was cleaning it. And when I was done cleaning it, I look up, and there was nobody around me, not even my grandfather. And I turn around to see, lo and behold, there is a massive grizzly bear and her cubs behind me. I look up the trail and see my grandpa, which is the trail up the hill. And also all the fishermen are running up there. My grandfather had left me to, get mauled by this bear. And so as I make my escape and I turn around, I realize I had left my fish there. And the bear is now making its way over to my fish to eat my fish with her cubs, and I had been fishing there for about 6 hours before I had caught this fish.
Wait a minute, so are you telling me you're mad
about the fact that you lost the fish?
I was so mad I wanted to grab my grandfather's shotgun and go retrieve my fish. It was my first king salmon, and I was so mad. I didn't even get a picture with it, and I have yet to catch a king salmon since.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
My 27th birthday yesterday.
Oh, man. Okay.
So your one king salmon that you ever caught was commandeered by a bear.
Yes. I was robbed.
And at 9 years old, you know, it's like watching a video where they're showing, like, lions chasing gazelles in Africa. I mean, it's always the young one at the back that gets killed, so your grandfather's applying that strategy. I get it.
Sure.
But how big was the bear? I mean, was it, I know you're 9 years old, so everything's big, but how big was that bear? Like, or were you even scared of it?
I was more, like, shocked that the bear came that close. I would say it was probably about the size of, it was Kodiak bear or grizzly bear, one of the two, but, and they get pretty big. So putting like at a size of a car, like I would say like a older Toyota Corolla size. It was yeah. massive.
And how many compared how many cubs?
It was three smaller cubs. I saw the cubs first, so I was like, oh, cool. And then I remembered. Like,
well, that's
oh,
the
no.
problem. The cubs are curious right. of humans, so they'll come up to you,
look,
and then you, know, you get eaten by mom.
It
right
is a setup. Like, don't mess with the bear with its cubs. We know that. But like Miles says, the problem is the cubs now wander 200 yards, and when I notice it's there, it sniffed my ankle. Mm-hmm. Now I got a problem.
Right, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Now mom's running to the house like the crazy drunk lady down the street. What you doing with my baby?
I always wonder about that. Like, yo, Michigan River in Alaska or Montana. I'm like, bears?
I mean, it can happen.
What is one animal encounter, big or small, that you will always remember? 844-999. Hola, more of your calls in just seconds.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.